Over the past 5 weeks, we've heard from people across Sedicare and the Archdiocese's services respond to insights and questions raised by the Gospel and Jesus about how to clear the clutter for clarity, how we can prioritise what's important, not what society tells us important. Today I'm joined by Sister Maeve Heaney at the Oratory in the Holy Spirit Seminary. Maeve, as we approach Holy Week, what's important to you about that week?
Thank you, Paul. Great question. For me, Holy Week is a time of internal and, where possible, external space. The main invitation that I feel is to slow down and make space to listen and what I would call accompany. The main focus of my prayer tends to be the person of Jesus as he walks to his end. And I have to say, I feel as though the slowing down and the making space, Jesus is that as well. Mm. Like he tends to speak Absolutely. Less and act more. It's as if he realizes that he's spoken, that people don't understand him, and they need to see his life in action rather than just his words. So he spends more time in prayer. He seeks to have moments with his own friends. He brings them with him in the hope that they will understand. We see his struggles. In prayer, we see him struggling with prayer, which I think is a real gift. We see the women who loved him stay close, and they live that as connection, which I think is also another gift. So I think there's so much to watch and learn from and accompany. And I understand in the process that Jesus' invitation or attempt is to walk with his friends, to share his hopes, his dreams. One of the most poignant Gospel readings for me is the one where he says, I call you friends. I don't call you servants, I call you friends. So I think for me, it's about how do I accompany this person, this man, the humanity of this man, God, this walk to his end, and how can I stay as close as possible to him.
So Maeve, how do you experience that?
Well, for me, I think it's, for me, it's a life of prayer kind of thing. So I feel as though when we learn to listen to the suffering of Jesus in prayer, in the Gospels, it also attunes you to listen to suffering elsewhere. Yesterday, a friend of mine, who I hadn't heard from for ages actually, at work, called me and asked to chat, and I realized it's because she has cancer, she has chemotherapy, and she heard that I had it. So I think it attunes you to kind of the what's going on beneath the surface, the spaces we don't talk about, because the body of Christ, like Jesus, yes, he went to his resurrection and we will celebrate the resurrection, but the body of Christ is real and the suffering of Jesus in his members is real. Therefore, it's a living thing. So learning to listen to Jesus in prayer attunes me, I feel, to listening to underneath the surface what people might be living inside.
And really engaging then with the needs of the world and being drawn into those needs.
Yeah, and the needs in the world as they manifest in the people next to us. Yeah, sometimes we can look at the world, and the world is suffering, let's face it, it's hard to watch the news these days. So to that, and to try and have hope in the midst of that disaster or those disasters, but also, yeah, the people next to us who can look okay, but often aren't.
In reality, often aren't. Well, I hope that you are able to engage in that Holy Week experience and to engage and walk and accompany Jesus and engage them with the needs of the people beside you, the needs in your own heart, and discover yourself and others as beloved of God. Thanks again.